is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Hey everybody, it is January 9th, 2020 episode. This is Geeks Next Door episode 193, and what a shit year it's been so far. How's everybody doing tonight?
Well, I think we're going to war.
Apparently there were some douchebag decided we need to be in a war, and everybody hates Star Wars, and I've been stressed for like 3 days. How are you guys doing?
Sorry you're stressed. And I've started watching the original Star Wars, the prequels. And I think they're better than I originally said.
The worst problem is some of the acting and the droids, if you ask me.
Correct.
There's some good parts in it, though.
Storyline, it's good.
But why does everyone hate fucking Star Wars so much? It's getting me annoyed. Yeah.
Adam, why you hate Star Wars so much, man?
I love Star Wars. I don't know what you're talking about.
You love Star Wars Legend.
That is true.
Old school non-canon stuff.
Also true.
You like where Chewbacca and Boba Fett's mom are going on adventures and stuff?
Is there any other kind?
Oh my goodness.
That'd be interesting if Chewbacca and Boba Fett's mom.
Went on adventures? Yeah.
I could totally see it. No, I couldn't. So, how are we doing tonight?
Ooh.
This is the.
Are you alright, man?
Lovely. And what's going on?
I don't know.
Did you have, like, way too much caffeine?
No, I just pounded, like, half a container of ice cream.
Yes, how dare you have energy for a podcast?
I know, well, it just doesn't make sense. It's, like, sheer anarchy here.
Cats and dogs.
How come none of those actors are going to do any more Star Wars? They're all like, fuck Star Wars, we're done with this shit, I hate it. Why they all say that?
Which ones?
Every single one.
I think Ewan McGregor's okay with it.
I was gonna say.
What time were from the last movie?
Probably because they didn't get to work with George. That's why.
Like.
No, my guess is they had a contract for 3 movies, and it's like, yep, I'm done. Unless they came back and offered me another contract with a buttload of Disney money.
But. Wouldn't they assume they would do that? If you want to be in the Star Wars universe, you're probably going to get paid for being in the Star Wars universe. But it seems like they're all like, I won't do anything. I was never that guy. Don't worry about it. I'm done with it. It's my past. I'm like, why? What's wrong with you? Why do you hate life?
I'm wondering if it's just because it's the end of the saga. You know, they're like, well, you know, we're not going to be visiting those characters anymore. I could see them doing cameos.
Bullshit. It's bullshit. I call bullshit. You're not going to, like, set that much time making awesome characters and then be like, I'm done with these characters. Nah, they're stupid. We're going to kill them off somehow. Or just let them live. Like, come on. They're characters everyone loves. You're going to, like, make more of them, right? Or, like, a TV show about them or something. Or, like, I don't know.
Animated series.
Like, the original 3 characters, they're like, they're going to be in everything forever from now on.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, it just has to do with, you go into it with the best intentions and stuff like that, but then you find out how fickle certain fans can be and, like, you know, I like it. They're like, oh, I like that 90, you know, well, we'll say 80% of people are like, yeah, we like you and stuff like that. But that 20% is the vocal people that are like, they just are hating everything no matter what. You try your best and it's all like, yeah, we hate you. You ruined our childhood. And you're like, I just showed up. It's like, I didn't actually write it. I didn't actually direct it. I did the best of what I could with what I had. And then, oh, you ruined everything. Yeah. That might get annoying after a while.
Gotcha.
Might.
Yeah. Because people have that sweet keyboard courage and stuff like that. They're like, I am, did you understand? I am very badass on the keyboard. I am so tough. It's like, I am a master of all eight of the greatest martial arts. And I train dogs to hunt people down and stuff like that. You know, when people start saying shit on the internet, they're like, I'm one of the only people that has served in all four branches of the military, plus the secret branch of the military that you can only get into if you've served in four branches of the military. You get into the secret branch of the military.
Man, you're not supposed to tell anybody about that.
Right, but I'm like, it's the internet, so everyone's like, everyone who wants to be a badass is a badass.
Badass.
Yep, on the internet, everyone's awesome. I was playing a game of League last night, and this guy, he was rightfully annoyed because one guy, like, didn't say anything and then took his lane. And I was sure, just like, yeah, try to be positive. Maybe it's his first game, or maybe he doesn't know what he's doing. Right, and yep. At the end, he was like, and he was not good. This guy that was complaining. Like, mechanically, yep. You could tell when somebody's really good, especially if you watch sure. a lot. Yeah. You could tell when mechanically somebody's good and not. And at the end, in the chat, he's like, gold one trash. I'm like, man. You're fucking Wood League, and you fucking know it. You're trying to make us think you're better than Gold One. You're fucking Wood League.
Right.
It was like, annoying. People are stupid. Yeah, all right, so it's up to you guys to reaffirm my faith in humanity. Go.
That's tacos? Magic the Gathering. Talk about magic. Chris likes magic.
Yeah. So they did show us the first gameplay for Magic the Gathering MMO this week.
Is it awesome or does it suck?
Well, I mean, it's in the alpha stage.
So it sucks.
It's like pre-release Conan when we did that. But it looks so. When I watched the trailer a couple times, and I was like, that looks really familiar. And then I read the article that went along with it, and I'm like, yeah, they kind of nailed it. It looks a lot like Diablo 3. Mm. A little bit. Just with that kind of top-down, the rotation, a lot of the background and places to go, open world kind of stuff, really looks a lot like Diablo 3.
Yeah.
But, it looks like you're playing a planeswalker. I saw Jace. I saw Chandra. You have a cycle of what looks like four abilities up at a time that you can use. It looks. We'll see where it goes from here. But I mean, I'm always, if it's free to play, I'm always willing to give an MMO some time. So.
Okay. All right. I mean, honestly, it's cool. But, like, if you take a game, just throw a skin over it of, like, something I'm interested in, I'm more likely to react negatively. I'm like, this is just a skin of Diablo with planeswalkers. Well, so, maybe it'll be cooler. Who knows?
And it's a different company. It's Perfect World. And what did Perfect World just do? I can't remember.
Crap. Aladdin.
Arabian Nights.
No, but that's... That is streaming on Disney Plus, the new one.
I did see that.
More often than not.
Games.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I don't know what they make. So.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah.
Jade Dynasty.
They made Dynasty? People love that show.
That was an awesome show, right?
I mean, I think it was over in the 80s, but still awesome. Is that the one with JR, or is that Dallas?
That's Dallas. He got shot. Oh, no, who shot
him? Oh, this is why I know. They did the Neverwinter MMO or Dungeons and Dragons that I've played a few times. So that's why it's like, oh, I recognize Perfect World, Perfect World, Perfect World. Well, that's the reason why. And that game's all right. So we'll see. It's, you know, it's still beta alpha, or it's still pre-alpha type stage, so we got a ways to go.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I think it would be more fun, honestly. You know, like, sure, you'd play as heroes and stuff like that, but make your own planeswalker.
Yeah, that's what actually annoyed me. I don't want to play Jace. I want to make my own fucker.
Because Jace already is so powerful. That's the problem. It's just like when you play, like, oh, cool, it's really fun to play as any superhero, but you already know their power set. And you already know their power. And so, like, it's like, how do you make it balanced? That's why I'm kind of, you know, I'm worried about Avengers game. It's like, oh, cool, they're all on such differing levels power-wise.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, how can you make it a team? It's a team because they fit together. When they work together, they all have differing abilities that complement each other, but you're never going to be like, oh, cool, I'm Hawkeye. I can take out all these bad guys just as well as... Nope.
Yes, he can. He's got more arrows. Hawkeye's got more arrows than Iron Man. It's true.
No, Iron Man just shoots his arrows in the form of beams of pure energy into people and then flies into space.
That's my one failure so far as a father. Well, I have multiple, but my big one is that Adonis knows most of the characters. He's like, oh, that's Iron Man. That's Superman. That's the Hulk. And Leander just refers to everybody as Superman. Oh, Superman. I'm like, no, it's not Superman. Superman. No, that's not Superman.
It's like, be like, how do I positively reinforce this?
Except for Hulk. He knows Hulk. I mean, Hulk isn't Superman. Yeah, that was easy.
Yeah,
that was easy.
Yeah.
He Hulk smashes a lot.
Right. He's all like, yeah, I'm also always angry.
Huh. I'm trying to think which superheroes Orin knows. He knows...
Can I guess Aquaman?
He knows Aquaman. Yeah. He knows Aquaman. And he knows Spider-Man. And he knows Batman.
That's kind of big three.
Good to know.
I don't know.
Can I tell you guys something about Tuesday night gifts that are coming up here?
Yep.
This is the first time I've had incidents with getting presents. Like, Dave's present was shipped and said it delivered to the post office on the 24th for delivery to my house. It is now the 9th. It is not yet here.
Sweet.
So I guess I got to go to the post office and be like, where the fuck's my shit? Like, because you know how you look on the thing and it says... Oh, it's about to be delivered. It's got like the whole bar except for one little bar is done. So I'm assuming that means it's lost or something. But Adam's fucking present. I don't know if it's just like an actual website, because their customer service line like goes to like a voicemail. Somebody's voicemail. It's fucked up. They're like, leave us a message. Beep. I'm like, wait a minute. This is a website for a company. And I like tried multiple times to talk to them and they didn't call me back, or I'm like, did I just get fucking screwed out of Adam's present?
Right, it's like, hey, your package shipped FedEx. It'll be there pretty soon.
It's actually kind of annoying. I'm like, god damn it, I just want this taken care of. I've never had issues really shipping for Christmas, but this year's been a clusterfuck for some reason.
Should've it's a known. Cluster for a lot of people.
Should have known. This fucking... If we would have done Tuesday Night Christmas in 2019, it would be fine. But so far, 2020 has turned out to be a shit fest, so...
Hey, we at the Fives Kings Incorporated go by a fiscal year system. Right, it is still 2019 fiscal year until March 31st.
Yeah, well, the March is... 2019 is not ending very well for me. For that there way, you though. Go. Jesus
there. Christ. See? So you got 2020 to look forward to.
Fiscally.
Fiscal year.
Yeah, fiscally, of course. And I'm sorry, I think what we should do is we should always plan for Christmas, bid when we want to have Christmas.
It's a good idea. We should bid for it.
Like
back in March.
In March, we should have our Christmas time.
It's a good idea, actually.
Adam, what do you think about this situation? Should we bid for Christmas?
I think you're an idiot.
What?
I second Adam's agenda.
Dang, man, Aquaman's an asshole today.
Aquaman is on land, which means he's asshole man.
Did you get your hand chopped off? Placed with a hook? I'll never hire you to drive now.
But,
So Kevin Smith revealed that he's currently writing a Mallrats sequel.
It's true.
Yay! Love Smithy.
That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, he's gonna go back to where it first started, and look around and be like, "Where the fuck's Eden Prairie Mall?" Like, that doesn't look like Eden Prairie Mall.
Oh, so that's what happens when you give a place money.
Yes, yeah, that's true. Do it.
Yeah, who knows though? Like he's been. A lot of times, things he does tends to turn into other things for a while. So, we'll see. And he's still got to do Moose Jaws. So, until he does Moose Jaws,
exactly.
His Great North Trilogy won't be complete, and I'm sure he won't feel like a man.
You're right.
He did. He recently. Every year they do Hollywood Babylon, Hollywood Bollywood Babylon Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve or something like that. And this year was really hard to listen to. Like, it almost seemed like neither of them did anything to prepare, and they just kind of winged it, and it did not work out. I was, like, cringing. Like, usually they do pretty good, but I was cringing. And then, like, they talked about how Ralph, the guy who, like, usually prepares everything, is going through a divorce, and he's going through this, and his dad's dying. I'm like, oh, so he probably didn't prepare anything, which is why this sounded like shit.
That it would make sense.
Yeah. Adam, have you watched The Witcher yet?
I have not started.
I can understand that. I was very hesitant to start as well. After the first episode, you'll be fine, though.
I think that's the problem.
Maybe the second episode. First episode's a lot of like, what the fuck's going on? And the second episode, I think, just is like another adventure.
I think that's probably the issue is I just gotta block it off in my calendar and be like, okay, we're watching this now.
You do not have to do that. You can just watch.
You just do it.
I watched The King, maybe? I think that's what it's called. Netflix movie.
Yeah.
About Charles, it's just the beginning reign of Charles V, I believe.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, Henry V. Does this sound familiar?
Yeah, I watch it.
It's funny because it was about 2.5 hours long, and I'm about an hour into it, and I'm thinking to myself, man, how come they never made a good movie about Agincourt? That's like the pivotal battle from like the 15th century. Like it completely decimated France. There's so much cool that's about it. And then at the end they're like, this will be a battle that will like let this village of Agincourt go be down and famous. And it really wasn't done super well, but it was still fun to watch. So there was just too much that didn't really seem like it belonged. I don't know, it seemed like it reached, but it didn't get to what it was reaching for. But it's still fun to watch people hit things with, like, actually how people would fight in armor. Like, just beat the shit out of each other with whatever they can. So.
Yeah, that's pretty much all they did.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can miss it. It's not worth it. What's our number system? Or do we have a letter system? I forget. We started thinking of a system. What was it?
It was a T system.
No. That was not the five kings.
Was it ABCD, or is it, like, 1 through 5? Like,
I think we started with numbers.
I think we did too.
Because we had must watch, should watch, if you have time, or not worth your time.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, this is definitely if you have time, if you ask me.
So. Yeah, it's all right. Like, I did like the beginning where it's like, he's walking through the battlefield, it's like, your home's that way.
That was probably the best part of the movie. It was the best line in the movie anyways. Yeah. Yes, yeah. The wind up there, that's from England. You want to go back to Scotland.
And you're like, ah, man, I guess you're all right because you're going to die anyway.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost, so it's like, thank it's almost you. A mercy, right, at that point. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that part.
But it did, like, completely... It's like somebody played Crusader Kings, which is one of my games, and like made a movie around it. They're like, okay, this guy is pressing his claims in France through this guy who has a legitimate claim, and this guy is hiring something to do this against this guy. It was pretty fun.
But, yeah, but speaking of claims and stuff like that,
see how I said you up? See how I said
you up? I know, because I told you I wanted to do this the fucking yesterday. So, why, like, what are the, why are they, these people, I understand they want to give up, they're like, hey man, we want to step back from being high royals. What's a high royal?
What's that?
Oh, you're talking about the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Yes. What is a high royal?
I'm guessing a high royal.
Or, yeah. Sorry, senior royal.
Yeah, so that's going to be someone, like, pretty much in line. Like, okay. Within probably so many degrees, because everybody's technically in line, but let's be real.
Yeah. Because basically they said they no longer want to appear in the royal family set. You know, so having to be at all the functions and shit like that. Okay.
Yeah, it says it's always had a nebulous description. It's usually basically somebody who's high up in the line of succession. So it doesn't actually have a specific term. But so did you guys, any of you guys watch, or maybe it's still on, there's actually a show called The Royals. I think it's a CW show.
That was an E show.
Or was it an E show?
Yeah.
I think it's still on. And I like that show. I thought it was fun. It's stupid and teen melodrama kind of stuff, you know. But it revolves around anti-monarchy sentiment in the United Kingdom, which is not something we deal with here, right? We don't ever think that. But there is this kind of, I don't know, I don't live there, I can't speak to it, but there is this push for, well, why do we have a monarchy? What the fuck do they do? They don't do anything. We don't need it. And within the monarchy, some people actually have this feeling too. And so what you were telling me, Dave, is that it seems like they actually have this sentiment as well. Who are we talking about exactly?
Yeah. Harry and Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
You know, so what is William is the prince. So he will become king?
Nobody will ever become queen because she will never die.
Right, yeah. She's immortal. Yes. But if she were to die, like, say she went to battle because the Nilfgaardian Empire came in and stuff like that, fucking started killing everybody, right?
Sure.
And then she was all like, Harry, you're a wizard. Meghan, find Geralt of Rivia. And stuff like that. So then they ran away and stuff like that.
I mean, technically, she'd be her oldest male. Who's her oldest male?
Charles.
Like, her son is Charles, right?
Yeah. So
Prince Charles,
Unless he has said no, it would be him. She has the right to pick one of his kids instead, but that doesn't usually happen.
So as as the monarch, she can determine who succeeds her?
Mm-mm. There's very strict limits. Like, it's this one or this one, unless that one is a female, and then you can do, you know, there's weird stuff all like that.
Okay, so it's like a flowchart, basically. Yes. Like, you know, it's all like, okay, if yes, then here. If no, then here. If yes, but female, then here.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. And there was more limits in the past, but that changed a little bit. I think that movie even talked about it, where it was like, you're my eldest son, but all you do is fuck women and drink wine, so I'm going to give it to my next son. And then he died. Spoilers.
Gee, thanks, Chris.
You're not going to watch it anyways.
Right.
I was totally putting it on my list.
No, it's a if you have the time, don't put it on your list. There's other ones.
So, but because what's the King's Speech, right? That's the one where the guy abdicates the throne?
Yes.
Right, okay. So you could just do that.
Yes. Anyone could.
And there's okay. Cuz I know it took like a bunch of years for like the Emperor of Japan to basically say, I don't want to be emperor anymore.
I didn't know. I know nothing of Japan's.
Okay.
So Charles is her first son, right?
Yes.
Yes.
See, it's weird the way it works. It's like, if you have a living heir and he dies, it then goes to his kid instead of like your second son. Like, that's why there's all these, in the past there was always like companies of second sons. Isn't that like even a book, Second Sons or something? Or
sounds familiar.
I don't know.
Anyways, because generally a second son would never inherit anything, even if the first son had another kid, because it kind of like goes that first generation instead of going throughout the entire thing. That's just Britain. other ones are different.
Right, sure, okay.
And yeah, once they get through all the males for the first son, it would go to the females of the first son, and if there was none of them, it would go to the second son, and then move down there.
Okay.
Which is why...
And if they all died, then it would be King Ralph, right?
Yes, exactly. But that's why you always had, like, I will assassinate my brother kind of a thing. And before right. he has kids, because then I gotta assassinate them too, which is just a bitch.
Right, or assassinate your wife because she keeps producing women.
Well, it's not. That's like, that's ungodly. Like, if she's not making men, then you have the right to move on and make find one okay. that does make
it's like,
men.
It's like you didn't want to say anything, but it's like, hey, you know, dude, it's your fault she's making women.
No, it's not. It's her.
You're the one who determines
God has the gender determined. Of the child. She well, is no, not see, strong like, enough.
When I impregnate her, she's got to keep her womb at a certain temperature. If the temperature is in there, it becomes a nail.
She's a fucking like a reptile.
Alligator. Yeah, exactly. But, funny. Yeah. Okay, yeah, cool. Because wonder... so it's like, I just like, because I don't know if it does it mean anything basically to say, like, okay, here's what we want to do. We as a family want to step back from the public eye and stuff and kind of live our life and give away, like, you know, basically not take whatever their stipend money that they get from. You know, from the country, because basically that's a big thing is they don't want to take money from the people anymore,
right.
And they want to make their own money. And I mean, you can never say you're self-made because so, I hate that fucking term. If you're already rich and you become self-made, you're not ever self-made.
So it was Harry that said this.
Yes. Yep.
So he doesn't. I think he's which is he Sussex? I think yeah. he's Sussex. Right?
They're yes. Sussex.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he doesn't actually stand to inherit the. Throne in any way it goes it would because he's the second son
yeah
right. William's the first and then they would go I think they got kids as well I think
William yeah they have kids. Two boys now
okay so yeah and if for some reason William wasn't there it would go to his kids so you'd mm-hmm. have to get through all those kids well actually does he have a daughter too
he's got a daughter
okay yeah. so it would go
two oldest, boys and a girl
yeah so it would go oldest boy youngest boy and then his any daughter, daughter. Oldest daughter So, I mean, what does this do exactly other than, like, maybe make that sentiment stronger that, yeah, fuck Aunt, fuck royals. We don't need royals.
Well, I think there was, you know, they wanted to break away so that they could do their own, raise their own money through their own charities instead of counting on the royal have, money.
My father gave like me a small loan of $1 million.
But I think it also freed them, up to spend half the time in the States.
Yeah, they want to live in Canada.
Because they want to live over in North America half the time.
And was he the one that
hopefully
was...
it's Toronto.
Was he the one that was with Epstein, or which one was with Epstein?
That's like...
That's Prince Andrew.
Andrew, which Andrew. Is like the Queen's yeah. nephew?
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
The Queen... Oh, okay.
He is the Prince Andrew is the Duke of York.
Oh, shit. Okay. So
he is the third child and second son of Queen Elizabeth.
He's the second son then. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, he's an old man now. Well, I guess so is Clinton, so...
59, yeah. He's and technically, he would be...
Let me pull up a chart here. Hang on.
Yes, when he was born, he was second in line of succession to the British throne. But now, he is an eighth in line as of December.
One, two, three, four, five, six... Yeah, it'd be eight. And he only has daughters, so... For one right. of them to inherit the throne, they got to do some serious fucking... Like
murder.
Yeah, murder going on.
Yes.
This actually reminds me of a story I was thinking about. Can I tell you a story I was thinking about?
Yeah,
I'd love
it'll
to
be,
hear a story.
It'll be quick. So, none of you have daughters, but you know from movies and stuff, and we always said, for some reason, the vernacular is princess. Like, hey, princess, how are you doing, princess? You know, kind of a thing. A lot yep. of dads do that with their daughters. I guess some might do them with their sons, too, but anyways... So I was thinking it'd be interesting story if a dad was so devoted to that he went and found the easiest route to actually marry his daughter into a prince into a monarchy to actually make her a princess and like somehow work behind the scenes to finagle like even a poor country or something. I it'd be an interesting like I mean that's just the premise, but it'd be fun to kind of flesh that out, you know. I'm sure it would be like a Nigerian okay, company okay. or something. Sure, Luxembourg. Sure.
It might cost a little bit, but...
I don't know. You could just, like, maybe you save each other, somebody's life, and they're like, hey, can I? You could have surprise. I'm like, no, I want
life debt.
I want, yeah. I want your son, fucker.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to be a queen, personally.
Buddy, you are
a aren't queen. You already a queen?
Yeah.
But yeah. Bump set you up for that one, didn't I?
You walked right in the door.
I think you did.
On purpose?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, yeah. Anything else we got to say about the Royals?
It's interesting.
It is, because it's that anti-royalist sentiment that we have no knowledge of over here.
Right. Is actually because we were fucking founded on anti-royalism.
Right, that's our entire being.
Right.
But. Okay.
Yeah, it's, so it's that cool was, either way.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I don't know. It's just, as of late, I've been also hating the term self-made. I'm self-made millionaire.
Especially since most people are not self-made millionaires.
Right, yeah. It's like there are very few people who, like, if you start from nothing and become it, that's great. That's fucking awesome. That is super cool. But if you're already rich and then via family connections become self-made, is it self-made? No.
No.
But
no.
Then I was But it makes you feel better, I think, to say, like, I made this all myself. Dude, look at this. It's like,
of course.
Yeah.
And those people have a lot of money, so they have a lot of narcissism, so it just reinforces it.
Right. And then it just keeps going that. What came out today? The second trailer for Birds of Prey came out, you know, Harley Quinn, all those. And. It's a significantly better trailer than the first one.
Because I was kind of disappointed with the first one.
Yeah. Like, it's like, it basically goes, hey, I got rid of Mr. J because of, you know, something we don't know, you know, and basically, I've done a lot of bad things, this guy wants to kill me, and it's all like, hey, ladies, he wants to kill you two, and you, and you, and you, and you, you know what we should do? We should get together and we should kill him. How about that? And everyone's like, okay. And basically, it's just like, they did a way better job of saying, like, hey, we should get together, and we should kill this guy, because he wants to kill us. And yes, so I think they did a significantly better job of putting together a trailer in this.
Oh, good.
So. Yes. And it's going to be rated R. You can look at it, and you can see that it is going to be rated R. So, and I think that's what you got to do. You got to go, okay, cool. That's a simple way for DC to differentiate itself to Marvel is make movies that cost a little bit less and make them so they are a little darker and a little bit more mature in a sense.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Now, Rome, they had a really interesting line of succession rules. They were basically like, whoever you want to be is going to succeed you.
So that's what I'm talking about.
It was kind of cool. I liked it.
Yeah, because that's why that one dude in fucking Gladiator got so mad, man. When he was like, the guy's on his deathbed, and he's all like, hey, it will be him, not you. And he's like, but dad. And it's all like, hey, yeah, I love you, but you are not the right mentality to rule this place.
Yeah, that's loosely based off Marcus Aurelian, the actual Marcus Aurelian, but not quite. But yeah, it's funny if you go through the list of emperors, like, when they got into trouble is when they actually did give it or it was taken by their kid. And then shit kind of went downhill because it's like, hey, you've lived through nothing but good times. You want to rule a country? Sure. Bad times. You spend all your money on women and wine and other stuff. So.
Oh, that's Adam's favorite things, is women and wine.
I know, I'm sorry, man. That's not how you rule a country, though. You gotta, like, go up through the ranks, like a soldier, and then a general, and then an emperor.
Yeah. yes, that would be... You have to work your way to the top.
Just like the best Roman emperor ever. Russell Crowe. He was the best.
Why was he the best?
Because he was a general who became a man, who became a myth, who became a father, who became his revenge. His revenge.
I shall have my revenge in this life or the next. You're like, whoa, shit, okay. But, speaking of, well, that goes on there is, so Ridley Scott directed Gladiator. Ridley Scott is directing, what was it going to be called? I don't think they've written anything since they wrote Good Will Hunting, but they wrote Ben Affleck and Matt Damon wrote a, I'm going to see what the guy's name is again, and basically wrote a screenplay for, based on a book about the guy, like the last French monarch's like sanctioned duel to the death.
Okay.
By that. Yeah, so it was, where is it, what's it called? But yeah, it was basically like this French guy, he went to the Crusades, and then he went, like, one of his squires was left behind, and then his wife, when he got back, his squire was all like, hey, his wife was all like, hey, your squire was an asshole and totally, like, raped me and stuff. He's like, I challenge you to a duel, and shit like that, and you're like, what the fuck? And it just sounds interesting. I'm like, Jean de Carrage, The Last Duel, yes. The Last Duel, a true story of trial by combat in medieval and medieval France. It basically, in December 29th, 1386, the last trial by combat between a Norman knight, Jean de Carrage, and his squire, Jacques Legris.
Oh shit, Jacques Legris?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch out for that fucker.
But yeah, I
think he's very greasy.
Yes.
I think it's kind of interesting. I'm like, that they're like, you know what? Good Will Hunting. That kind of makes sense. It's all about two Boston guys doing this. You know what? Second writing thing that we're going to work on. Fucking a French fucking dueling movie. It sounds like it.
I'm surprised they had time with working on fucking water for people and stuff. And
right.
Like, I got, do you need to donate money for water?
But yeah, so it sounds interesting. So it'll be like, it's going to be like one of those, we want to try and make Oscar movies, so it's going to be a December release date of 2020 kind of thing. You know, like, we want Oscars!
We thought it was going to be easy. There's all these Oscars were just coming in, and right. Now we got to actually put some money into it.
Good Hunting, Will.
So, how far did you get through The Witcher, Chris? You said you were at, like, 6...
Oh, I'm done. Fuck, I mean...
Okay, all right.
That's so easy to get through, and it's once you start reading, or once you start doing it, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, not spoil it for admin and things, so did you have trouble with the timeline?
Yes. Okay. Until it was done.
Okay.
Well, not until it was done. Basically, I think maybe 6. No.
Okay.
It made sense at the end, put it that way.
Okay, because some people are just hating on it. Well, it's like, timeline's fucking ridiculous.
It's not... What I like about it is the same thing that I think some people hate about. I like that it doesn't treat you like a child. Like, you gotta figure this shit out. And there's a lot of characters and a lot of names.
Yes.
And if you're not familiar with the world, which I was not, you still trying to figure that out. And then you gotta start figuring out, like, people and shit and stuff. But...
Yeah.
I still think it was... The only problem I have with that show is it's not a complete story, and that gets me kind of annoyed. But I understand you need a season 2. I just like complete stories.
Yes.
Because, it ends, and you're like, okay, so what happens next? And they're like, season 2 happens next, bitch.
Yes. Okay.
But I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so did I. I thought it was really fun. I thought, like, there was a lot of... interesting parts, and then if you listen, it's like, it's all just like the dialogue is like passing dialogue is what tells you where things are, because it's like the first episode says like, young queen of Sintra just won her first battle, and you're like, oh, young queen, okay, cool. So you're like, well, we know that has to be before that, but if you're not paying attention, you know, then you're like, why is she like, I don't know, 50 something?
Yep. No, the only, like I said, the only problem I had was I wasn't sure exactly who was whom, and I think it was actually the surprise one. After that, you're like, Okay, everything makes sense character-wise now, where people are coming from.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But, no, it was really good. I enjoyed it a lot. Like I said, it was refreshing to see just a straight up, like, this is a D&D movie. Every
D&D-ass
week, it's going to be a D&D adventure. The bard, right. The fighter, and the wizard go and do a dragon's thing. So it was fun to see that. Yeah,
fucking wizards, they did not plan out enough, man. They were not prepped properly.
No. And I was happy that the most of the creatures were kind of Slavic based. They're Eastern European based in our world.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. They're like, this thing is this. Like, oh, that's cool. That's from this, and this.
Yeah. Yeah. It is some Polish ass Polish.
Yes. Fuck. And I didn't know that originally. I didn't know it was supposed to be a Polish thing or anything, but everything kind of was the writing supposed to be in that area, or was it just that's where they took their shit from, kind of a thing? Like, it's not a Polish writer, right?
It's a Polish writer.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay. So that makes a huge difference. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. But yes, the bard is a bard ass bard, Adam, man. He is fucking wanting to fuck things and drink, get paid, and sing songs.
How gay adventures.
Adam, what's the rarest dragon? What color?
I don't like the chromatics or like
whatever you think. What's the rarest dragon?
Like a fairy dragon,
that's a really good answer. I mean, you're gay, but that's a good answer.
Right. Gold dragons don't exist.
Gold dragons are so rare they don't exist.
In order to be a gold, it would have to be a mutant, and everyone knows mutants are sterile.
That's the one thing that was a little bit weird, was they were mixing my geek jargon with non, you know what I mean?
Yes.
They're like, this is a mutant. Like, no, you're not. Where's your X-Men powers, you son of a bitch? You're not a mutant.
And then you're like, I guess he's got some powers. Like, he drinks things. He can do bits of magic. Yeah, Adam, he is a fucking Eldritch Knight.
Yes, he is, which is why I thought of that. That's when cool. You were making that character. It did make me want to go and play the third video game, honestly. I was like, I wonder if this is, like, fun, because maybe it's the same type of character, and you do magic and shit. And
it is.
It's still expensive, but, you know.
Yes.
I wonder if that drove some extra sales to their...
It did.
Oh,
it
did. There's more There's more people playing now than at release.
Yeah.
Ooh. Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Because if I remember right, wasn't the first one, like, wasn't it notable because it was actually really hard? Like, the difficulty was pretty hard?
Yes. Because you would basically go, like, you'd have to go, okay, track it down, look through my little book to go, like, okay, what tracks are these? Well, these tracks are this, this, and this. Okay, well, we know it's on 4 feet, so you have to go and start eliminating through your little book of monster knowledge this, and you're like, okay, well, all right, we know it does this, so you had to go get your poisons and stuff like that so you could take them so you wouldn't be, you know, so you could survive versus this poisons and stuff like that, and then it's like what they're weak against. Yeah. But, it's a fun game, except it's just so fucking big. Like, I don't, like, feel like you can get through it. I mean, and yes, and it is a lot of gray. You are in that sweet moral gray space where you're like, I just show up and give me my money. Yeah. Oh, shit, do I gotta be a good guy? I don't want to be a good guy!
It seems like the show tries to mimic that as much as possible. It's like, you have to make a decision. lesser of two evils.
To make a decision.
Right, you made a decision. Yes. Mages are fucking dicks, so come on.
Why wouldn't they be?
Well,
all that power?
It's true.
Right. Yes, and they do a good job of making it so, like, if you want a lot of power and cool stuff, you gotta make that sacrifice, man. You gotta make some sacrifices.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. Yeah. But like I said, everything that I enjoy, apparently everyone hates. It's kind of getting frustrating. Like, why does everybody hate everything now? Can't you guys just like something? But then I look like on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's like, audience 88%. I'm like, okay, so it's just like the dumb people that want to complain about something.
Yes.
But why is that all I see then? I just need to see some fucking reviews of one motherfucker, like I put on Facebook, one motherfucker, actually it was a writing pair, and the first one was like, I could get through the first episode. The second one was, well, I sat through the second episode, but it wasn't good. I'm like, how can you, it's like sitting through a fucking dead, it's like sitting through the fucking Signs without watching the last half hour, you know? Yeah, not Signs, I'm sorry. The ghost one. I see dead people. What one was that?
Yeah, Sixth Sense.
If you sit through the first half hour, you'd be like, all right, well, there's a kid that apparently sees ghosts, but I didn't really like it. You don't get the good stuff that brings it all together. I'm like, you guys are a bunch of assholes.
Yes. Yeah.
Idiots.
Yes, the whatever the Entertainment Weekly were like, we watched the first one, second one, and the fifth one. It didn't make sense. It's like, yeah, because you skipped over three and four.
Jeez Louise. Nothing would make sense if you followed that order.
Right. But, yeah, I don't know.
Like, I should take that back. The only thing that makes sense if you follow that order would be Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah. Not too bad. Yeah, you can get
by. By episode number.
Yeah, 1, 2, 5 rewatch. Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
There's some confusion in there.
Right. Who the fuck is this guy? Oh, there she is. Hey, Yoda, sweet. He's got a stick. As long as Yoda got his stick, we all right.
Hey, you guys want to help me with a sauna issue?
Uh-oh.
Yep, it's sauna story time, and I need your advice.
Okay.
I know this is the time that Adam waits every week for.
I love it.
Sauna story time. All right, so the gym has been ridiculous this ever since fucking 2020 hit. Another reason why 2020 can suck my balls. The gym has been ridiculous. At one point, I like, there's a sign that says, if you're on the treadmill more than 60 minutes, get off. And I was like, fuck you. I'm here in October. I can be on this treadmill as long as I goddamn feel like it. These motherfuckers are all going to be gone by March. So anyways, I'm going to the sauna, and it's me, some old dude who's been in there a long time, and a Hispanic guy who's really nice, who I talk to all the time. And we're just chilling, and he's asking me, like, not the old guy, the Hispanic guy. He's like, hey, how you doing? Nice to see you. I was asking, he's like, yeah, I'm getting my day started. Yeah, everything's cool. We're doing good. And this person walks in. The first person in years, I could not tell their biological gender. Like,
okay.
Shirt was off, and just shorts on, but I still wasn't positive. Like, is that somebody who's female but identifies as male? Is that somebody who's female that's in the wrong place? Is that a guy who just looks really effeminate? I couldn't tell. And obviously I'm not going to ask. That would be like one of the rudest things I could. Hey, are you a dude? Or, you know, I don't really care. But what I was concerned about was, if it is a female that identifies as female and went to the wrong, like, bathroom, because coming from the pool, they're right next to each other. I've walked into the female bathrooms before. I didn't want, and you know, you know how you can kind of tell when somebody, like, isn't, like, not everything's firing on all the cylinders. Sure. Like, they had their cell phone out, and it wasn't music, but the clicking and stuff, and they weren't, you just couldn't, I could tell there was something off. But I was thinking to myself, do I say, do you mean to be in the male bathroom? Like, I was caught between this place of wanting to help somebody who might be in the wrong place, but not wanting to offend somebody who was in the right place. You feel me?
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do in that situation? Keep your mouth shut and fucking keep talking to Spank, dude? That's nice.
No.
I personally would have kept my mouth shut. So, okay.
Really? Did you give him a hey, what's up? You know, to make it known. Hey, okay. I don't know. That might be the easiest way to say, hey, what's up? You know, you say it. In a way to say, you know, in a way that is both, hello, how are you doing? And, hello.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
You need something?
If they,
like, this hey,
person,
what's up?
definitely would have not gotten any type of innuendo and probably
okay.
But I understand what you're saying. And also, what also hindered my fact was they walked in, and in the like 3 seconds it takes me to kind of take everything together, because I'm gonna assume that he was on the right path and he was a he. So I'm gonna, or at least identify as he. So his hair was kind of like shoulder length, but like straight across, and I don't know. I couldn't tell. And then he sat down in front of me, facing away from me. So at that, you know, within 3 seconds or so. But also was like kind of looking around, like almost like I've never been here before, kind of a thing. Which is possible. It's January. Not many people are here. You know, it might be a new person, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would have been a good one. Being if you could somehow sneak in, how are you / do you mean to be here? It means the same thing, kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Adam? What do you do?
Does the old man get disgruntled at all?
The old man doesn't open his eyes for shit. He's sitting there, and I think it's been like an hour. I swear to God, one day I'm going to walk in and I'm going to find a corpse of somebody who like overstayed too long and just had a.
But then you're going to touch him and be like, "Hey, still warm?
Still warm?"
I'll just leave him here.
I'm one for sitting in uncomfortable silence.
I feel it.
Although, did you get an erection at all?
No.
Was there?
No.
Did you check for an erection?
Yes.
I got no clue. All
right.
I have no clue. Sometimes I'm good at social situations. This one is not.
Yeah, no. This one's the one that I think most people would just kind of let it play out. Like, assume they're in the right spot. If not, they'll figure it out themselves. Don't embarrass them, kind of a thing. What actually happened was, Hispanic guy looked at me, I looked at him, he smiled a little bit, I smiled a little bit, he said something in Spanish and walked out the door. And then I was like, well, I got 2 more minutes and my time's up, I'll just take out 2. So that's what actually happened. So I don't know.
You don't know what he said in Spanish?
No, I'm sorry, I don't speak Spanish. And
no habla español.
No. It was just one of those times. I've never really ran into that before, and I work at a place where gender is very fluid, or at least identified gender is very fluid. So,
Okay, at are all the bathrooms unisex bathrooms then?
Where?
At your work?
Nope, they're identified bathrooms. If you identify as male, you can go in here. If you identify as female, you can go in here.
But what if there are people who I don't identify? Like I identify as some at some time, some at a different time.
Then you go in with whichever one you identify as at that moment.
Okay, so then is it a single stall bathroom?
They have stalls, yes.
No, but I'm saying, is it a single bathroom where it's like you could walk in and it say like you were like, "Hey, what's up? I identify as a lady right now. I'm just letting everybody know." Walk in. There's other ladies in there. How do you deal with situations of like the people inside there might not be comfortable with someone else in there, you know?
You don't think that comes up constantly?
Right, like how does that work? It's like
a lot of
single discussion. Stall bathrooms, I don't fucking care. Boom. Single stall, you walk in, it's one bathroom, you lock the door, you sit down, do whatever your business is, that doesn't matter. Because now it matters is like I can do what I'm doing because it makes me happy and I'm like, I don't care about that. But when you walk in and make other people uncomfortable, now it becomes a thing of them being uncomfortable versus your comfort. It's like, which one trumps which one? Is it like you or them that is like the thing that's more important?
In our society, right now, it's the minority gets privilege. It's just the way it is. If you walk in and say, I identify as female, and you're a 240-pound dude, that's with a big beard who's obviously a dude, but you say I identify as female, it's the onus is on the females to be okay with that. And if they're not, then they get to have discussions with their case managers. It's only really come up a few times because usually, honestly, people don't really care from what I've seen. It's like, it's usually not that blatant. It's somebody...
Right, yeah, yeah, tell, and odds are, of course, I'm going to go, you know, you're always going to argue, like, the thing that probably won't happen, but then, yeah, because I'm always wondering, it's like if two people's comforts come into, conflict, who's the more important, like, because usually there's, you know.
I don't have an answer to that. I just can tell you what in our country it is right now. It's like, this is the North Carolina bathroom law, right, where people were like, you're going to have dude pedophiles say they identify as female and going in and dresses and molesting young girls. Like, no, that's not going to happen, and it never has happened, but that's the extreme people take it to for an example. Right. And I understand that example, but,
yeah.
I mean...
You understand, because most people who would be, like, pedophiles are going to try and be as discreet as possible. They're not going to put themselves in a dress and try and do something terrible in public, because they would get in trouble, and thus not be able to be a pedophile anymore, because they would go to jail and die. Yep. Because pedophiles die in jail.
It's true.
So, you would do everything as discreet as possible. So, I that's not going
to
happen.
I thought we talked about, we didn't want to talk about Jeffrey Epstein anymore, though. Why are you bringing that shit up?
Yeah. Oh, because it was weird, because we watched something, and then there was something on, and I came downstairs, and Tiffany was watching it, and it's like, that guy is a guy who was a self-made, like, I guess he was super poor growing up.
Yeah.
And then, like, went to high school, was good at math, back when you could get a job not having a college degree, became a teacher at, like, a school that was in a section of New York that was, the kids were family members, their kids were rich people, became friends with the family, the families got them jobs, made himself a billionaire off of knowing the right people and being able to talk well and know numbers and stuff like that.
Yep. I was just making a joke, because he said pedophiles die in jail.
Yes.
And he had Pedophile Island and died in jail.
Yeah.
God damn it, Chris.
Hey, yes.
Man, I don't knock anybody for having Pedophile Island, all right? I don't condone it, and I don't, like, want to... I don't want to do it. But, hey, man, to each their own.
And actually, if it's his own island... laws don't apply there.
I assume it's his own island within the jurisdiction of the United States. But maybe that was why he fucked... Or maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was like a Cayman Island or something weird that... I don't know. I don't know where it was. Do you guys know where it was?
Right. No, I don't know where it was. But, oh, shit. Also, Netflix, it is releasing on February 7th, Lock and Key, which is a super good comic book written by Joe Hill, who is a guy, is basically Stephen King's son, but doesn't trade on Stephen King's name at all. It's basically he has a different last name, and has basically never said, like, hey, my dad is Stephen King, give me jobs, and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's basically a family goes and live in this old house on the East Coast, you know, and crazy stuff starts happening. A big old mansion and stuff like that, and it's like there's all these keys to all these locked doors, and each of these keys lead to... Yeah, that is fuck Island, dude, if I've ever seen one. But, yeah, and all these doors open up to differing dimensions and adventures and stuff like that.
Oh, that's kind of cool. When's this come out?
Yeah. The 7th.
Okay.
So, wait, and they've been trying to get it made for a really long time. February 7th, sorry.
Before that, fuck, Picard comes out like the 23rd or something. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I know. It's like... But Picard's going to be once a week.
I know. Yeah, so. I actually... You know what? I'm still not sold on which is better. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's kind of like if they said, like, tough. Hey, read a chapter of a book, and now the next chapter is all blank, and you can't do anything until the next chapter fills in. Then you're like, fuck!
I will say that I'm more likely to remember and finish if it's all available, because then you don't, like, forget about it. But I kind of like especially like waiting if it's something you can wait with other people with. Like, everybody has to wait till next week to see the next episode, then we get to talk about it. I kind of like that, too. So
yeah.
It's in the U.S. Virgin Islands, just so people know if they want to go find it.
That is totally not in the U.S. Virgin Islands. They just call those the U.S. islands now.
Oh, that's true. Do you think... Oh, that joke was made a million times on that island, right? Hey, guess they're not the Virgin Islands anymore.
Right.
Yes, Bill, I know. Just stop, all right?
Yeah, other than that, I mean...
We got the trailer for the New Mutants. Updated trailer.
57
Yeah.
How was it?
Still but scary? It actually looks a little more scary.
A lot more scary. It looked terrifying to begin with.
I thought it looked better than the other ones. It's like, oh, Marvel or Disney got their hands on this trailer.
Does it look pretty much the same, though? Like, there's shit that happens inside a...
Yes. A mutants thing. Are at a place, at a facility of some sort. And... Okay.
I mean, I think it looks interesting. I'll probably watch it, even though I don't do suspense really well. But speak of the fucking trailers, goddamn, League 2020 release trailer, huh? Fucking We Are the Warriors. That was some good shit. Woo! Makes me happy.
Right.
Whenever they come up with a new one, I'm like, yeah. And then there's characters like, oh, that's that girl. Ooh, that's that guy. Oh, they're doing the thing. That's, right, the, that's like, their Q ability. Ooh, that's her R right there.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a good job of like, oh no, Lux can do some things, and I was like, boom, hey, it's me, Galio, I'm hanging up behind everybody. Yeah, sup.
Yep, yeah, that's pretty sweet. I liked it.
But yeah, I like they released Urgot, and they're like, oh no, Vi! You're trying to... Oh, he ulted you. How'd you get out? Oh, you broke your hand? Is that a new way to get out of the ult? I thought when you're in the ult, you can't get out of it.
Quicksilver Sash. She used her Quicksilver Sash. Everything's good. That breaks all shit. Wait, does a Quicksilver Sash work on his arm? I bet it does.
I know it works on, like Zed's death sentence and stuff.
Yeah, I bet it works. Well, anyways, I think that's up for us tonight. Everyone have a... Oh, fuck, we gotta do Adam.
Hey guys,
what the fuck is this?
Oh, Ryan.
What the hell?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
I thought I'd time it and say bye.
Ryan's been here the whole time, actually.
Anything else? Anybody got anything else? Ryan, you got any last minute comments?
That
here?
Video, that League of Legends video, was pretty sweet.
We already talked about it. Move on.
let me look at what else is on your list here. Do you guys hear about Kevin Smith reveals a Mallrats sequel?
He's actually been sitting there for the last hour reading the watching show notes. What we post.
Okay, what's the island? Alright,
so you'd like to go to this island?
Is that island? Look at the bottom. You don't want to go there?
Oh wait, the island. Let me find the island.
Where do you think the island is?
The island. What is the island? What is this island? Is this Jeffrey? What's his name? Epstein?
Where is it? Where is it? Huh? Where do you think that island is?
In some water.
Cuba.
Cuba. Miami.
Yes, Cuba is an island.
I don't know.
Fidel Castro's like, you can come to my island.
They just called them the U.S. Islands, huh?
Yeah.
They used to be called the U.S. Virgin Islands.
But Epstein is a monster. More. He's a monster.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Who is totally not murdered in prison.
Totally not.
Oh, yeah, there was that, what they say, or I mean, I just read it this week, but... the video from outside his cell was destroyed.
Yeah. It was missing at first. It stopped recording. Now it's been destroyed. Don't worry about it. Move on.
And there's like, it's like, yeah, he wrote a note with a pen. Well, they wouldn't give him a pen, first of all, if you're going to commit suicide. It's not suicide watch. We're not going to give you implements to allow you to commit suicide.
Yeah. That was such the stupidest note, too, in the whole fucking world. Hey, I got one more thing to say to Adam, goddammit.
What?
I watched, so season 2 of The Degenerates has stand-up spots. I watched these pets, and I was offended. I was straight up hilarious. Offended. She does not have any reverence for children, that bitch.
Oh, that was fucking hilarious. If anybody has not seen it, go watch Miss Pat. On the Dependents.
I don't know, man. I call that a 3 still. I call it a 3.
I think it was pretty good.
Really? It was. It just made me sad.
Why is that?
Because she kept talking about how all her kids are crack babies.
No. They're not her kids.
No.
They're her, like, nieces. Adopted,
I know.
Like,
but you missed the part where she said, I raised 5 crack babies of my own. Now I have more crack babies.
She calls all of her kids, but she doesn't call them to their face.
I bet she does. She told me in her stand-up, she's like, crack baby, get out of my face.
What happened to Ryan?
Yeah. We lost Ryan.
Yeah, who cares? All right. You guys got anything else to say? Or, you know, we can make this
short. I don't know. I'm a big fan of Miss Pat. I'm glad she's hilarious.
I think that she's probably pretty funny. I would say that she is my type of humor, but she's still funny. I'll give you that.
If you like listening to the N-word and F-word a lot.
Yes.
From
Which
black
words
lady,
are those, by the way?
Black lady to a white audience, the hard end, and fuck.
The hard
to a white audience.
Hard head fuck.
Or no, the hard R. And
it's like craps. Fuck. Give me a hard R.
I'd say go check out some Miss Pat stuff. It's hilarious.
The nice thing is those sets are only like 18 minutes, so if it's not your cup of tea, you can move on to something else.
That's the other thing. It's pretty nice. So, quick. What happened to Ryan?
Nah, who cares? He had to go do something.
Put his pants on.
Did you say quick?
Quick.
Yeah, those.
Oh, I thought you had something else.
Those episodes are quick.
Yes, they are.
Adam, jeez.
What?
Man, how do you have time? Did you put that on your calendar to watch that episode?
I put it on my phone so I could watch it on break.
Cool, and it's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Why? you know what else is on Netflix?
Netflix is The Witcher.
The Watcher.
Watchmen is on HBO.
Or The Witcher. The Witcher.
I bet you if he makes a Mallrats sequel, it'll have like a new generation of Mallrats with very little about the original cast in there. I'm just gonna put that out there. That's my theory. It's gonna star his kid.
What else wouldn't?
Well, yeah, dude, come on. If Ryan started making movies right now, it would fucking have June and Leo.
It's just funny because
and Ryan would be like, "It's so hilarious, they're doing stuff."
I know, it was. I laughed a lot today because people say shit. When your kids say shit, it makes you laugh, and you think to yourself, "Anybody else said it's not that funny, but because you said it's fucking funny." That happens all the time.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, Griff is like a fucking sweet combination of us two, which is weird, right? That is be a combination of us two. And he speaks in the same language that I do. Yeah. It's like, what could what happened down there? I don't know. Was that loud crash? What crash? Yeah, it was basically
Can you describe
like,
the crash?
Right. Oh, and the other day, Ryan, you would have been so happy. It was all like, we were going out and doing stuff. Oh, no, he was having his buddy come over, and they were going to play. It was like his first big time having a
friend
come
friends.
Over and hang out. And we're like, all right, Griff, what's the first rule? And he's like, don't talk about Fight Club. And I'm like, oh, that's true. What's the second rule? Don't talk about Fight Club. And I was like, God damn it, kid, yes. These are true. Okay. And I was like, yes, I'm like, okay, and he's all like, oh, yeah, it's all like, you know, you don't have to run into, if someone does something, you don't have to tattle about it and stuff like that. You don't have to do all this other stuff, but it was funny, yes. The first two rules of having friends come over is you don't talk about Fight Club. So,
pretty good.
I'm sorry, Ryan, we let Griff watch Fight Club.
That seems a little over the top, but...
Whoa!
Hey.
Yeah, I saw that, too. I was like, ugh, look at Chris. Chris is like, everybody loves the gym.
We were talking about Mallrats, right? So it was, it's relevant. He got huge. It's awesome. I love
it. So, Christmas Day, we woke Oren up. Hey, buddy, it's Christmas. And he wakes up. Ah, crap.
Why did he say that?
First thing out of his mouth. Ah, crap. Because it's Christmas.
He doesn't like Christmas?
Was it too early?
He's just like his dad.
Yeah, he's like,
he's like,
oh.
Doesn't like Christmas.
Like, oh, crap.
I want ham. No ham for me.
He's got... I just picture him getting ready for bed. He's like, ugh, gotta get up at 4:15 in the morning, guys. So I gotta go.
It's true. Like,
I can see that.
But... Good job. Ryan, nice to see you, man.
You too.
Twice.
How are you feeling?
I'm tired and kind of feeling a little bit under the weather today.
Do you have to get up early tomorrow?
It's all relative, so I would say yes. And you would say definitely not.
Well, yeah. Early just has to do with, like, how long you've been sleeping.
It's true.
Yeah, it does.
No, I'm going to go out and say you get less sleep, but like early is a time in the day. Now, it's not a specific time of the day, much like senior noble or senior royalty, but it is, I mean, to say early means early in the day, right? Like come on.
Early is by definition relative. It's like,
I know, I just said
on time,
but
and then early.
But it also means if you have to get up early in the day, which is what Adam always says. That okay. means he has to get up early in the day. And Ryan's wrong is basically what I'm getting at. He's a magic yep. card and Ryan's wrong.
It's just like breakfast right. when people are like, I get up and eat this for breakfast. Like, oh, that's what you eat for breakfast? I'm like, yeah, I broke my fast of sleeping and then yes. I woke up and it was late and I ate like a sandwich for breakfast versus I didn't eat classic breakfast food.
You right. eat shit for breakfast?
Yeah. Eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
Yeah, my breakfast is at 3 o'clock every day. So is that a breakfast? Technically.
Well, you are breaking your fast, yes. Yeah, you're fasting.
But breakfast doesn't say it has to be early in the day.
Right.
It only was called, brunch does.
It was called Early in the Day Fest. Then I would be completely wrong. Speaking of which, why the fuck do these ladies get to do another brunch so soon? I thought we banned them. Did we ban them? I banned brunch.
Is it even happening?
I got it on my calendar for Sunday, and I'm pretty sure we banned them all after last month's fiasco.
Well, Hannah was telling me that people were up in arms that the place they wanted to go to was shut down for the winter, and then one lady says, "Well, we're doing a no eat out for January." So everyone's like, "Oh yeah, that sounds great. Let's not." So I don't know what's
who
going
the
on.
Hell, Joey's not doing a no
Sunday. That's fine.
So they wanted to go to Dairy Queen and it closes in the winter.
They went to the Snack Shack. Well,
they were going to go to Betty Danger's, and they closed down for the winter.
I just like I just was like, yeah. Guess what? Up in Hannah's arms like, over if a I restaurant.
Ever,
up in,
I ah! I'll get you.
And Hannah's mad?
Well, she was just a little like, what? So.
No, you're supposed to tell us the secrets, Dave.
Yeah, the juicy bits.
She was just a little disappointed. A little disappointed that she made reservations, and now it sounds like people don't want to go.
Who the fuck doesn't want to go? Amy loves food and wine. Amber ain't got shit to do. She's gonna be there. I know Tiffany don't care. So who the fuck don't want to go?
I don't know.
Me.
How am I gonna find out if I'm going on vacation?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
This
Ryan,
is some bullshit right here.
This might be the new Ryan thing, man. He comes in for about 15 minutes of a podcast, so he comes in fired up, got a lot of energy for 15 minutes. He doesn't have more than 15 minutes of energy.
He takes
I can come early and just leave and just like bye.
He takes 1/8 of a 2-hour energy. He's like, okay, I'm ready to go. I got 15 minutes. All right. Can we be done? Anybody else got anything? Or are we done? I'm done.
Yeah.
You want to end on a strong note?
Yes.
Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Thanks for asking, Chris. Check us out on Facebook at The Geeks Next Door. We got a website, Geeks Next Door, XYZ. And drop us an email, Geeks Next Door, FTW, that's for the win, Chris, @gmail.com.
Fucking consummate professional right there.
Consummate V's.
Consummate V's.
Professional. All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us for this shitty year that we've started. And maybe we'll try to make it better next week. Bye.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.